Sonny, I understand you are kicking off today with European club football.
Kim, Europe's top club football tournament continues this evening with the French side Monaco at home against Juventus of Italy, and in an all-Spanish encounter, defending champion Real Madrid hosting city rival Atletico Madrid. Now, at stake this evening are berths in the UEFA Champions League semifinals. Real and Atletico played to a scoreless draw in the first leg, while Juventus beat Monaco 1-0 in the first leg in Turin on a 57th-minute penalty shot by Chilean midfielder Arturo Vidal. In action Tuesday, Barcelona and Bayern Munich both advanced to the semifinals. Spanish power Barca beat visiting French club Paris Saint-Germain 2-0 on first-half goals by Brazilian star Neymar. Barcelona won the series 5-1 on aggregate. And in Germany, Bayern Munich pounded Porto 6-1 to reach its fourth consecutive UEFA Champions League semifinal. Polish striker Robert Lewandowski scored 2 goals for Bayern as the 5-time European champions overcame a 3-1 deficit from the first leg last week and advanced on a 7-4 aggregate. Thiago Alcantara, Jerome Boateng, Thomas Müller, and Xabi Alonso scored the other goals for Bayern. Jerome Boateng is the half-brother of Kevin Prince Boateng, who has represented Ghana in international competition. Our African football guru, David Legg, joins us now for a look at some recent African goal-scoring highlights in Europe.
Sonny Diouf of Senegal, he scored for Stoke City. He got the equalizer, and Stoke went on to beat Southampton by 2-1. Didier Drogba doesn't play that often for Chelsea these days, but the Ivorian played the full 90 minutes in the big match in England at the weekend against Manchester United. Drogba helping the champions-elect Chelsea to a 1-0 victory. If I move across to Spain, a name we don't often mention, Samawa Mate of Mozambique. He scored one of the Levante goals in a 2-2 draw against Espanyol, so well done to him. And then back to the Ivorian, Sonny, it's a player by the name of Assane Ngoukouri. He's only 18 years of age, and he made his full senior debut for Inter Milan in the Milan derby against AC Milan, and by all accounts had an outstanding game. When he was substituted after 67 minutes, he received a standing ovation from the Inter fans. So well done to Assane. So quite interesting that there's a player for the future, and Didier Drogba, of course, a player in the twilight of his career. But these two Ivorians capturing a lot of the imagination of African football fans at the weekend. Staying in Italy, Ishak Belfodil, a Algerian who plays for Parma, he was on target for his club in a 2-2 draw at Empoli. And another player who never seems to stop scoring is Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang. He's the Gabonese star who plays for Borussia Dortmund in Germany. He scored one of the 3 goals in the victory over Paderborn, and that was his 13th league goal of the season. Now, the Bundesliga, Sonny, it's definitely among the top 5 leagues in Europe. And for a player like Aubameyang to be scoring so consistently, augurs well for Gabon, who, of course, are going to be the hosts of the 2017 Africa Cup of Nations. So they're the goal scorers, Sonny, from Africans across the major leagues of Europe.
David, you used the phrase champions elect to describe Chelsea Football Club. I know they have a lot of fans in Africa who are singing the blues as Chelsea heads toward a trophy in England. But how about a look at the current EPL standings for our VOA football fans?
Yeah, I couldn't agree more with you, Sonny. I just cannot see Chelsea letting a 10-point lead slip. Jose Mourinho just doesn't do that sort of thing. And there are only 6 rounds left. They've played 32 games and they've got 76 points. Arsenal are second with 66 points. And then Manchester United and Manchester City are on 65 and 64 respectively. But, Sonny, in both cases, they've played a game more than Chelsea and Arsenal. That means a lot at this stage of the season. What the two Manchester clubs, of course, are chasing is third position, because that, as we've said before on the Voice of America, is crucial in terms of the European Champions League. If you finish first, second, or third, you qualify automatically for the group phase of the competition. But if you finish fourth, you have to go through a qualifying match. Now, English clubs normally surmount that obstacle, but nevertheless, you can get like a visit to Turkey, a visit to Greece, or some other place where the opposition can be awkward. And certainly the two Manchester clubs, United and City, will be very keen to get that third position. Liverpool are next, Sonny, with 57 points. Now, that's a seven-point deficit behind Manchester City, and that's a lot of catching up to do. Tottenham have also got 57 points, and Southampton, as far as I'm concerned, are out of it with 56 points. There is, of course, the consolation for those clubs finishing fifth and sixth. You can go into the Europa League, which is the second-tier European competition. Also interesting, Sonny, at the bottom of the table, right at the bottom, you've got Burnley with 26. You've also got Queen's Park Rangers with 26. They're second last because they've got a better goal difference. And then Leicester City, who just a few weeks ago looked done and dusted. They looked doomed and down. They have suddenly put together a few victories. And they've got 28 points. And they're only in the bottom three. And the bottom three are the ones who get relegated, because Hull City have got a superior goal difference. So when we get to the end of the season, Sonny, I think Chelsea are going to have wrapped up the league with several matches to play. You have the two Manchester clubs fighting it out, probably for third place. And then we're going to have this really interesting battle at the bottom. Sunderland, Hull, Leicester, Queen's Park Rangers and Burnley. Those are the five I see fighting to avoid those bottom three positions.
Thanks, David. That's our football guru, David Legg. Our Daybreak Africa sportsman, Mark Ouma, caught up with two of South Africa's top athletes, one the African champion in the shot put, and the other a Commonwealth Games bronze medalist in the long jump.
South Africa's Commonwealth Games long jump bronze medalist Rashwal Samai has set an ambitious target for the World Athletics Championships in Beijing, China in August. His confidence soared following his win in long jump at the South Africa City Athletics Championships in Stellenbosch over the weekend.
The goal was to come to SS to jump 820 meters. Me and my coach, Zeni Kingwo, and I surpassed 820 meters with 80 centimeters, so I'm good.
That means you came here knowing that you want to make your PB, because your PB previously was 8.13.
I never thought that I would jump 8.30, you know, but it happened to God's protection and his glory and also the talent he gave me.
It's been a very interesting development for you from last year, making your Commonwealth bronze medal, making the Africa team for the IAAF Continental Cup. I guess that inspires you this year. In terms of distances, now I'm sure you're setting new goals for the year.
Goal this year was to qualify for World Championships, and also the goal since the beginning of the year was to get a medal at the World Championships, but I know for a fact it's not going to be easy. I know for a fact it's going to, through hard work and a lot of dedication, anything is possible, you know, with God anything is possible, and I can do it.
And I'm sure that you've now set higher goals. You hope to improve on this distance sometime this year.
Yes, most definitely. I take each and every competition as an opportunity for me to, you know, increase my PB.
That was South African Rashwal Samai, the Commonwealth Games long jump bronze medalist, speaking in Stellenbosch, South Africa. Meanwhile, Orazio Cremona of South Africa aims to break new grounds at the World Athletics Championships in Beijing, China in August. He's inspired by his hard-fought national championship triumph.
It's like I don't think I've ever experienced something so intense since from world champ. All the credit goes to God. Thank you for all the talent he's given me. Thank you for helping me through everything. My family, my girlfriend, my coach, Joshua Capizaria, coach, my other coach, Mdup. Couldn't have done it together. It was a lot of hard work, but it came through at the right time. And I also like to congratulate Yaku, who made qualifying and a huge PB. It was absolutely amazing. One of the best competitions in South Africa I've ever had. The last three throws were absolutely amazing. 2049, 2036, and 2045. I'm certainly happy.
This is your fourth national title. And also, you know, you're the Africa champion two times on the trot. Yeah, what goal have you for yourself for this year?
Well, you know, I just want to go overseas and do well at the World Championships. I want to try and make the top eight at the World Championships. That'll set me up nicely for next year's Olympics.
That was South Africa's Orazio Cremona, the Africa Shot Put champions, from Mark Ouma in Stellenbosch, Western Cape Province in South Africa.
Remember me? This is the old sports emperor with a red-hot listening tip. That's right, give a listen to my pal, the bright and lively Sunny Man on the sunny side of sports, right here on the Voice of America.
This is Larry Zamuje, Chairman, Chief Executive, Sports Radio 80.9, Brilla FM, Lagos and Abuja, Nigeria. Let's talk to you about Brilla FM. It's Nigeria's only sports station, of course, with partner WA. VOA. And so you can listen to Sunny Side of Sports on 80.9 Brilla FM, Lagos and Abuja. Keep listening, Africa, and enjoy Sunny Side of Sports on Brilla.
Thanks, Dr. Larry. And more grease to the sporty elbows of you and your sports radio, 88.9 Brilla FM staffs in Lagos, Abuja, as well as in Kaduna and Onitsha. Finally, here's a sunny side of sports salute to Mike Budenholzer, who was named the National Basketball Association's Coach of the Year. The 45-year-old Budenholzer led the Atlanta Hawks to a club record 60 victories during the regular season. The Hawks also soared to their first division title since 1994, and they're the top seed in the Eastern Conference in the NBA playoffs. Mike Budenholzer of the Atlanta Hawks, the NBA's Coach of the Year. I'm VOA's Sonny Young, and that's this